This is Inman's Real Estate Radio, where we go behind the scenes with the industry's movers and shakers to learn what's next for real estate. For more insight, news, and analysis, visit Inman.com. Here's your host, Bernice Ross.
Welcome. Today, I'm very happy to welcome Lennox Scott, the chairman and CEO of John L. Scott Real Estate. And Lennox, thank you for being with us. I'm so excited to have you on our show today, and especially because when I saw you at a recent conference, you gave me a copy of a book that your wife had written, and I was so excited about it. I really wanted you to share the principles of the book and how you've built John L. Scott Real Estate using those core principles as part of it. But before we get to that, your company, John L. Scott, was founded by your grandfather. It's 85 years old. Could you give us a little bit of the background and history of the company?
Well, thank you, Bernice. It's really appreciate the opportunity to be part of your podcast. Our company, John Scott, was founded 85 years ago by my grandfather in Seattle in 1931. And over the decades, my granddad's team, my dad's team, and now it's our team, it's our turn to move the company forward. And we've expanded throughout the four-state area, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and California. We have 110 offices, 3,000 broker associates. Last year, we did 36,800 transactions for $12 billion in dollar volume. So what's the core foundation that my granddad's team, my dad's team's built, we're moving forward today.
Say just a little bit more about how history has played into what you're doing today.
I feel that we're just so blessed to be in the real estate industry, an industry where entrepreneurship just plays such a big role. It's a platform that each and every one of us can express ourselves from, fully express ourselves. Our core value is living life as a contribution. Now, what we do with inside of our business, with inside the industry, is transactional excellence for our buyers, our sellers, our clients. But we've taken it on to focus in on our higher purpose for our company. And that's when we came up with our core value, living life as a contribution. And what that means is performing in excellence for our clients, for the kids at Children's Hospital. This is the beneficiary of our John L. Scott Foundation, with our teammates, our family and friends, our community, and our place of faith. It's one of the true joys in living life is living life as a contribution and just plain full out. And that's the positive environment that we've created. The individuals that come on our team, they know our values. We talk about it, we celebrate it, and we also pass out the book called Speaking the Language of Miracles that my wife wrote, because it just supports our core value.
So one of the things that really intrigued me about Speaking the Language of Miracles is your wife's backstory. Tell a little bit about how you met her and also the journey that she went through with her son, Brandon.
Well, I met my wife, Deanna, in year 2008. And as we all remember, that was in the depth of the Great Recession. And after I met, we chatted future months, and I asked her, how are you doing so well in business? She has a dog grooming business. And she said, I am not the situation. I am not the recession. The recession is not who I am. And she just walked in the positive outcome, and she talked to me about her languaging. You're walking in the positive outcome, being a powerful spirit, walking in abundance, walking in joy. And at that moment, I asked her, I said, can I borrow your language to use within our company? And so we started right then and there during the Great Recession using the language and the mindset and the concepts that Deanna shared at that time. What it did is it just took us to a higher state of being, of walking in joy and knowing the direction that we're heading in, being positive. And that's what we do within our industry. And this mindset, of course, goes through all the areas of our life.
Lennox, could you elaborate on this notion? Because I know this is the key theme of the book, is I am not the situation.
Deanna shared the story with me just a month after we met about how she helped her son, Brandon, beat cancer. And it was such a compelling story and such a mindset of walking in the positive outcome. You know, the statement she used was, remember, the illness is not who I am. And that's what she helped Brandon focus on. And it allowed him to keep his spirit. It allowed my wife to be able to talk to all his friends, family members, that when they interacted with Brandon, don't look at Brandon as having cancer or having a disease. Remember Brandon for who he is and let his powerful spirit show through and let the miracles happen. And that was such a compelling story. And then with us at John L. Scott Foundation doing 20 events a year to help raise money for Children's Hospital, you know, that just, you know, the connection was right there between myself and Deanna. And hearing this story of how it applied there, and then she shared the same concepts apply to all the areas of life. Because when situations come up, you know, we're all human, and we have that emotional time frame. But then it's being able to wake ourselves up and just say, remember, the situation is not who I am. I am a powerful spirit. And I'm going to move forward in this direction. I'm going to walk in the positive outcome. I'm not going to dwell in the situation. And that is part of the foundation of the book. And it helped Brandon beat cancer. And it also helped us move forward as a company during the Great Recession. And we still use this mindset today.
One of the things I found really compelling about Deanna's language that applies so much to the real estate business is the notion of speaking in solutions. And I think one of the ways that agents get into trouble is they start saying there's a problem, there's a challenge, but it's like they get the drama steps in instead of looking at the solutions. Could you elaborate on that perhaps a little bit more based upon what your experience has been inside your company?
Well, definitely. And, you know, by reading the book, it really helps create a path towards moving forward. And the term we use is creating distinctions. So once you acknowledge that you are in a situation or there, you know, and some of these situations are monumental. But once you acknowledge you're there, then it's, you know, set down, write it out, here's what the situation is, and then create distinctions. You know, that's what we really do. We create distinctions of here's the situation, but here's where I want to go. And this book creates that context around looking at different situations and how am I going to move forward and create that distinction and move forward to get you out of the worry, out of what am, you know, the just talking about the situation on a continual basis. It does move you forward into action and into solutions.
Lennox, could you give us maybe a specific example of how you've used this either in the company or maybe perhaps how one of your agents might have used this notion with the challenge that they were facing in their businesses?
You know, situations come along all the time in our industry. We have ebbs and flows to our industry and the economy. The most recent one is what we're facing on the West Coast is a shortage of inventory, a severe shortage of inventory. We're down to 1 month supply. So the conversation could be, the situation is, there's no homes to sell. I'm having, you know, a hard time winning in a multiple offer situation because we'll get 5, 10, 20 offers on individual property. Well, we're not going to walk in that as a problem. We saw that as the situation. We created the distinction of every day I come to work to find homeowners who want to sell their home. That's walking in the positive outcome. And then you get into action. You know, you create your engagement hour each workday of communicating with individuals. You look at where am I going to talk to people this week and keeping in communication. So you get more proactive, and that allows you to move forward through these situations because you're into action. You're walking in the positive outcome. You're speaking the positive outcome, and that enrolls others around you and to create that environment and to create the possibility. And so that's a distinction of what's going on in the market. But the same concepts apply to opportunity in life. How do I want to grow my business? And it's sitting down, having the distinction of here's where I am, here's where I want to go. And we actually write these things down and then stick them up on the wall, sit back, take a look at it and say, now what am I going to do about it? because this is where I'm going, but what am I going to do? Because there is a personal responsibility and a personal place to be and to take ownership to whatever the outcome I'm looking forward to.
I love the term that you used, your engagement hour, because that's a whole quantum shift from how most people look at generating leads. It's really about engaging, and engagement implies that I have a personal connection, that they're not a number. Could you elaborate on that?
I'll just be the master of the obvious. 100% of our business comes from a recent personal connection, either in person, on phone, text, email, online, or whatever it might be. So we need to be looking forward to more, how am I going to engage with somebody and have a personal connection? And if we don't take time aside and create a time block to do it, the day gets by. The way to double, triple, quadruple your appointments is to have a 1 hour focus on your sphere of influence, focus in on where am I going to meet people, whether in person or for supplemental business online. It doesn't matter really what the lead source is, but it is connecting with individuals. So we focus in on sphere of influence first, and then other activities of, you know, what organizations do I belong to? Where am I going to attend? If I have kids, I'm going to go to a parents' night, and I'll wear my name badge. I don't talk about real estate, but it gives people permission. If they want to talk about it, it reminds them to talk to me, and that I'm open to a conversation. So this is how we look at that engagement hour each workday, to focus in on current clients, add additional clients. Everybody I meet, I'm doing a follow-up with them the next day during my hour, and then where am I going to be that week to meet new people?
Lennox, looking ahead to the future, what do you see coming over the next 5 years, and how do you think it's going to impact our listeners?
We've experienced that residential real estate goes in 10-year cycle, and there's usually an adjustment period, the 9 or the 0 year of each decade. So in this case, it would be 2019 or 2020. So we're looking out ahead as prices are appreciating right now at, you know, double-digit appreciation on a yearly basis. We know at some time in the future, we're going to outprice the local market. We're going to outprice the median home from the median income. And then the sales activity will slow down a little bit. We have great price support this time. It's not going to be like the Great Recession, because that was based on a subprime lax lending standards. This time we have qualified home buyers. We have a lack of inventory, but it will be an adjustment. It normally lasts 9 months, and then we set the basis for the next 10-year run. You know, we're looking out ahead a couple of years to whatever that adjustment, whenever the adjustment's going to take place, about what are the activities that we need to get ready now for a couple years down the road. That's looking at the walking in the positive outcome. We know what conversations we're going to have. We know the activities that we need to do, the psychology for both buyers, sellers, and for our broker associates and leadership team of how we're going to approach the market. Because when you get any transition to market, it does take a professional to help people with consultation at that time.
For me, I've always looked at the inventory to see what's coming now. So you've got 1 month of inventory. So I don't think your market's in any danger of turning down anytime soon. But I'm also curious, because you indicated that you're predicting, like, you know, in 19 or 20 for the 4-state area that you serve. In California, I think you're predicting more like 2017. But the 10-year cycle, I think, is something that's across the board. So I think our listeners need to look at each one of these.
The number one indicator to a strong market is job growth. And then interest rates are a kicker. Right now, they're both very positive. High job growth, historically low interest rates. During this adjustment, you know, we have to absorb premium pricing, and we're going to be going down degrees of hotness. Right now, we're frenzy hot. If we go down a little bit lower, it's surge hot, and then we have strong hot, and then you have healthy. So the market, we're going to be fine. It's just that it's going to feel a little bit slower. It's just that the market is so historically hot right now, it's going to feel like a slowdown, but we're going to be fine as an industry, and especially for those broker associates who are doing the activities keep a strong business. They're just going to work right through that market because they're going to show up. I'm here to help get your home sold. I'm here to help you buy your home, next home at the right price. And that's what's coming up ahead.
Lennox, I've never heard anyone break down the hot market as frenzy, surge, strong, and healthy. What's the bottom part of that?
Below healthy, you have adjusting and you have correction. And of course, we've seen all these markets in the last 10 years.
I love this breakdown. So it's almost like it breaks down to 12 or 18 months inside of every cycle.
Definitely. There's different phases based on job growth is the lead indicator. And then we'll see adjustments as interest rates go up. That will soften the appreciation. But again, we have good price support because we do not have an overabundance of inventory.
Now, does your market, does the frenzy, surge, strong, healthy, does that tie into certain months of inventory, or is it just kind of a more general feeling that you have about the market?
It totally ties into a months of inventory. For a surge market, you're at one, or for a frenzy market, you're at 1 month supply. Surge market, you're at two. You know, strong, you're at 3 to 4, and healthy, you're at 5 to 6 month supply. And then the pricing goes along right with that. When you're at a frenzy, you're at double-digit price appreciation. A surge, you're upper single-digit. At strong, you're at single-digit. And at healthy, you're at equilibrium.
That is very helpful. And like I said, you've just given us a whole new nomenclature to talk about where we are in the market based upon the months of inventory. So anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Well, there's a website that your listeners can go to called speakingthelanguageofmiracles.com. And on that website is a video of my wife, Deanna, and her son, Brandon, going over this mindset and these concepts and really putting some framework around the book. There's an easy place to hit to order the book. And 20% of the proceeds of the book do go to children's hospitals.
Lennox, thank you for being with us today. We've been visiting with Lennox Scott. He is the CEO of John L. Scott. And we've been talking about the language of miracles, market shifts, and lots of other great information about what's coming. Thank you for being with us, Lennox.
Well, thank you, Bernice, and just thank you for what you do for our industry.
This is Bernice Ross, and thank you for joining us for Inman Real Estate Radio. Be sure to tune in next Thursday when we'll be back with the industry's movers and shakers to learn what's next for real estate. For more insight, news, and analysis, visit Inman.com. Make it a great day.